Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. It is May 30th, 2026, and this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank, Scott Wolmering, and I'm Ryan O'Neill with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Good morning, CCO listeners. That is a... as we would say, a tough act to follow in the show biz, in the business. What a wonderful human, Ryan. Man, what a special time. Maybe talk about that. Isn't Denny just a sweetheart of a guy?
I didn't think I was going to get emotional, but after seeing all the people who came out to wish Denny well on his long career here at WCCO, it was just... It was overwhelming, and now we gotta talk some turkey here in real estate. So don't make me cry, boys. I'm very vulnerable right now.
You look vulnerable. It's 56 years, right?
I think, yeah, around 55, 56, around there, yeah.
Yeah, and I know it was just great for everybody at home or wherever you're listening as well. It was pretty special coming into the studio this morning. Everybody was in studio. There were probably 45 people in studio to come and honor Denny. Just really a special time. And so I can say, just for the times we've met him, Scott, at the State Fair and elsewhere, just always been so kind and gracious to us. And gosh, we just congratulations and wish him all the best. So special.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you see pros like that, it's rare that you ever come across, especially in radio, 56 years. I mean, this is a young man, young woman's game, and so for someone to hang in that long at the relevance that he was able to hang in there is unusual and very cool. So good luck to him. We wish him everything, all the best in the future.
Yeah, pretty special indeed. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We're here every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Welcome your questions, comments, thoughts at any point, 612-294-6949. We also stream the show live on social media. Really, any and all types of questions are always okay with us. A lot to talk about today. We've got a busy show. Scott, maybe we'll dive in first to a real estate market update in this first segment for our listeners. The kind of the big question is, hey, what's going on in the Twin Cities with the stats, with the inventory and such here? New listings are up a little over 6%. So there were 1,880 new listings that came on the market, new homes for sale. Pending sales, wow, up 15%. 15% more accepted purchase agreements, which is a really good sign of activity in the market. And then the inventory is also up 7.8%. We're up to 10,252 homes for sale in the Twin Cities. Median sales price is very similar, right at about $392,000 year over year, Scott. Your quick analysis?
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about this. If you've listened to the show for the last 20 years that we've been doing it, We've used kind of the same numbers through those 20 years, which is a balanced market in the Twin Cities is about 20,000 homes, 18 to 20,000 homes. And that's been consistent. And that's basically based on overall population of the Twin Cities. So meaning at any given time, based on the population, there would be this amount of buyers in the market. So a balanced market would be, 18 to 20,000 homes. A little bit of a food for thought that I've been thinking about over the last couple of days, it doesn't feel like that to me. I mean, 10,000 homes, even though it took us all the way to December of last year to get to 10,000, should be the third best seller's market that we've ever seen. Obviously we're not at 5,500 homes, but if balanced is 20,000, it's still a very aggressive seller's market. And it is, Ryan, you can maybe attest to this, it is in pocket areas. It also is not in other areas. I'm seeing more price reductions than I've ever seen before. I look at inventory levels per city. I'll use one for example, Lakeville, $600,000 to $850,000, and there are 109 homes on the market. 64 of those are new construction. Well, whenever you have a market that is battling dollar for dollar existing market competing with new construction, there's a problem there. And we can go into it a little bit deeper, but again, I just kind of want to give a little bit of food for thought that, yes, even though it looks like a really, really aggressive seller's market, there is a pause there.
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. And again, 612-294-6949 is how you can reach us at any point. We're going to dive in with Charlie here and the Luminate Bank and the mortgage update. Just one other stat. This is a statewide, too, just to share. We had a question about year-over-year prices. This is according to Zillow. Zillow's showing a 2.9% increase year-over-year. But as Scott brought up, really good point. Depends upon location, price point, all those things. Charlie, hey, what's cooking from a mortgage standpoint here, bud?
You know, Ryan, so this week in the mortgage market, rates are still hanging in the mid to upper six range. I mean, roughly 6.5 to 6.7. On a 30-year fixed, we've seen some volatility, but overall things have been pretty steady. A big driver right now is inflation. I mean, when inflation runs hotter, bond yields tend to rise and mortgage rates follow right along with it. So kind of just watching to see what takes place overseas.
Yeah, so tell us, how are you seeing your activity, Charlie? What are you seeing with mortgage applications and such?
I mean, we're still seeing a fair clip of interested parties that are coming through and applying. What my buyers are seeing is just a lack of inventory choices for the markets in which I'm working, and that's typically the northern part of the cities. But I think it's also keeping people on the sidelines, too, just with where the rates are at right now. So as this kind of thing slows down and steadies out, we'll see a lot more activity in the market for sure from an application standpoint.
Yeah, I was talking with an agent that I have a lot of respect for. Well, in fact, Jason Walgrave and I were talking yesterday about these exact things because, again, just on numbers, you should be putting a house on the market and it should be blowing up. You know, 20,000 homes if it's balanced, 10,000 on the market, everything should be booming in multiple offers, and that's not what's happening. And what he had said is, and I kind of agree with this mindset, he's like, this is the third year where you've had to run out. You've had to write an offer on a property, go back, there's 10 offers on it. Now that's not occurring. So what you're seeing is you're seeing a little bit more exclusive buyer. They're not in a hurry. They can go out. They can look. They can go back for a second showing. They can look. They can decide whether they want to write. Jason was giving the example of one that a guy showed it 2 weeks ago, showed it a second time a couple days ago, and then decided not to write. Well, that is not 18 months ago. 18 months ago, you got in your car, ran out, looked at the house, ran back, found out how many people you were competing against, and put in your crazy offer. And that is not what we're in right now.
Yeah, before the break, each week we like to feature a few listings from the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. We've got one. David Babcock has one, and it's David's birthday, by the way, today. So happy birthday to David. This one is in Rosemont, 6975 Upper 164th Street West in Rosemont for $375,000. It's a four-bed, two-bath Rambler, refreshed kitchen, upper bathroom. I've got a newer roof, Anderson windows, Maytag, washer and dryer, stove, refrigerator, luxury vinyl tile, large fence backyard, and there's a one-year home warranty that has been purchased for this property. This is 6975 Upper 164th Street West in Rosemont for $375,000. Be sure to check that one out. Again, we're following up. Denny Long, what a special guy. It was just his final show here. Everybody here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show wishes him, his family, only the best. A special day indeed. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate it. Hope your weekend is going well. It's May the 30th, 2026. The final show, final weekend for Denny Long. What a special guy. Just a wonderful human and a huge shout out from all of us here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Before we dive in, Rye, it sounds like maybe we've got a caller. Is that right? Before we dive in with the caller, I just wanted to hit our brief minute of hope with the O'Neill Foundation of Hope, and just a short story. Our friend Aquita, she was diagnosed with stage 3 kidney failure. This mother of four then lost her job when the facility where she worked unexpectedly closed. She's now undergoing dialysis 3 times a week and is on the transplant list. Thanks to you all, your generous support, we were able to help Aquita with a car payment and a gas bill during this difficult season for her and her 4 children. Scott met her this week, a wonderful person, great personality, very hopeful, hardworking, dedicated, and just an inspiration. So just thank you all for your support of the O'Neill Foundation of Hope.
Yeah, I mean, my gosh, you know, we had a family of 7, and it's extremely expensive. I can't imagine being a single mother with 4 children to support, and then having a health issue that comes in. And that's what you guys do. You bring a little hope, bring a little relief. You know, that's what it is. You know, these are good people that get caught in just a time frame crunch and a financial crunch, and you guys step in to help. Which is awesome.
No, appreciate it. Today we've got is our friend TJ on the line. Good morning, TJ. This is Ryan. How are you doing? TJ.
Hey, good morning, Ryan. I'm doing great.
Very, very good. Well, TJ, we thought it would be great to bring you on the show here today and for you to share with us and the CCO listeners. Tell us a little bit what you're doing with housing here in the Twin Cities, a little bit about your project and how people can kind of connect with you in person or online to learn a little more.
Oh, that's great. Hey, thanks for having us. I'm TJ Hammerstrom, CEO of Hopewell 360. That's hopewell360.com if you need to get a hold of us after this broadcast for any reason. We're a modular housing developer. So our entire campaign to bringing housing to life is by using offsite volumetric construction to do so. It allows us to complete projects in roughly half the time that stick frame builders are able to. And it's quite a bit of a cost savings, 10-12% right off the top, depends on the design and site conditions. But those are some pretty compelling numbers if folks are looking to get into single-family homes, auxiliary dwelling units, or for the developers, investors out there, multi-tenant. So right now we have the capability of building multi-tenant 4 stories, and we're excited to keep pushing this. So we are 8 years into a 10-year startup. Is the way I explain it. And so we're self-performing in all facets of architecture and engineering when it comes to the development process. And right now we're very excited about the ADU, auxiliary dwelling unit possibilities in the Twin Cities. We recently had an investor come and approach us to install a series of auxiliary dwelling units behind their income-producing duplexes in the uptown area of South Minneapolis. And we just completed our first of a series of 4 of these. Matter of fact, today is the last of the open houses because it just rented out June 8th for $1,800 for a one-bedroom, one-bath auxiliary dwelling unit behind an existing income-producing duplex on Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis.
Very, very nice, TJ. See, this is Scott Womering. So, TJ, where did you grow up?
I'm from Bemidji, Scott.
My gosh, this is my TJ Hammerstrom. I know TJ and I grew up in Bemidji. I didn't know this was the TJ. There's a statue of TJ when you drive into Bemidji. That's how famous TJ is. So, this is so cool that you're doing this product. So, are these for the consumer, or are these for affordable rentals?
So these are for a variety of opportunities for housing. So first off, it's an undiscovered asset class. I would never have guessed that we'd be in the auxiliary dwelling business. This developer investor approached me last June and said, "Yeah, would you like to do an ADU?" I didn't even really know what that was, to be quite honest, Scott. I said, no, I don't think I would like to do one ADU. It's not the business we're in. We're more of a commercial group. But he says, I got 6 properties, and we'd let you do them all if they can qualify. So we analyzed it a bit further. 4 of the six ended up qualifying. And so we're off to the races. So we just, like I said, completed our first install. And these are for mother-in-laws that need to live, you know, close to the grandkids, but not with the grandkids. So one and two bedroom auxiliary dwelling units are easily permittable in most metro cities throughout the Twin Cities right now, Scott.
Very, very cool. That's exciting. Well, good to have you on. It's been a beat since we've talked, but yeah, TJ is a upstanding man, and I'm sure this is a great product, and it's cool to have you on.
Yeah, TJ, what is the best way, again, for people? It sounds like you're doing an open house today. Best way for people to connect with you, your website, that type of thing, and just on a human level, I appreciate what you're doing from a housing standpoint. Super cool what you're doing. I'm grateful for what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. You guys can reach, anybody can reach out to hopewell360.com. Just like it sounds, HOPEWELL360.com. Reach out to us on the website, put an inquiry in. We'll be more than happy to analyze your site, get you some price quotes, and as soon as we get a contract signed, we can give you the keys to your new dwelling in right around 90 days. So that's another compelling part of our story here. So very, very, very attainable housing, unique attainable housing for your income-producing asset, or if you just need an extra space for some family members or whatever it might be.
Yeah, well, super cool. We appreciate you taking the time here today, TJ. Wish you and your company all the best. Again, HopeWell360.com is how you can connect with TJ. TJ, hope you have a great rest of this weekend, okay?
Hey, thanks, guys. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks.
Hey, appreciate it, TJ.
Cool product, huh?
Yeah, Scott, it is. Well, and you know, bringing back some affordable housing, we need it in the Twin Cities. I'll tell you what, it is not a lot of it out there. So this is very cool. And again, TJ, I know him personally, just an upstanding, great guy.
That's funny. You guys grew up together.
Yeah, there's not a lot of TJ Hammerstroms out there, and the voice is pretty familiar. So yeah, good for him.
Yeah, super, super cool indeed. And again, we've got Steve Stalock, Wynn Home Inspection, with us here today. Steve, we were just talking 15% more pendings. You have been running, my friend.
Yeah, when there's more accepted purchase agreements, then that means the inspectors are getting busy, and I need some sleep.
You
Let's
do.
Just put it that way.
You're working too hard, Steve. I'm worried about you.
Well, thanks.
you know, it is interesting, Steve. So pendings are up. I think three or four weeks in a row that our pendings have been 6 or 7% up. The interesting thing, though, for the first time ever that we've been doing this kind of tracking over the last 10 years, I think we're 3 months in a row where pendings are not not eclipsing the new listings that were coming on. Mm-hmm. So I think that we have pendings that are going out at, you know, whatever the number is, 1,500, but we're having 1,650 or 14, whatever, new listings coming on. So that's why our inventory is slowly growing. Even though our pendings are up, we're not eclipsing that amount like we did for years and years and years and years. It's like anything that was listed was just gobbled up.
I just had a question saying, guys, is the market crashing? I heard some news that perhaps the market is crashing.
Yeah.
Scott, is the market crashing?
It's not crashing. And what he's referring to is our friend with the big arms on the billboards did a Fox News kind of an expert and actually did a nice job at it. And what he's referring to is, you know, he's promoting his you know, we buy homes and let us buy your house thing and whatever else. So there is a little bit of personal interest in what he's saying out there. So no, we're not in the midst of a crash, but what we are in the midst of, in my opinion, and we always want to shoot straight on this show, and this is just an opinion, but I do believe we're seeing a settling in of values. Like, I think when we look 6 months from now, we're going to start to see a flattening and in some cases even a reduction in pricing. Not a crash, but just a resetting.
Hey, we've got Brad who called into the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Brad, thanks so much for calling, and how can we best help?
Oh, hi. Recently here, I've talked to a couple of friends of mine, one of them, anyways, the REMAX guy. But we were trying to figure out something for me anyway as far as my home situation anyway. I'm interested in maybe having you guys share what you know about reverse mortgages. So I'm new at this reverse mortgage thing. I'm not involved in one, but I have been leaning towards looking at that. So I am a listener of your show every week for years and years now. And I don't recall ever hearing anything about reverse mortgages on your program.
Great question. We've got an expert here, Charlie's from a mortgage standpoint. I've got some thoughts on them, but what do you think?
Yeah, I was going to share too, Charlie. Not to interrupt, but essentially, again, you know what I've heard about this, Charlie, is again, you've got to be 62 or older, own your home. Essentially, you have a smaller mortgage balance, and the lender is paying you rather than you paying the lender. And so it could either be receiving a lump sum or monthly payments. Essentially, you still own the house. You know, you're responsible for taxes, insurance, maintenance, HOA dues. And then the loan becomes due when the last borrower moves out permanently, the home is sold, or the borrower passes away. Charlie, I didn't mean to steal your thunder, but those are some of the thoughts that I had about reverse mortgages.
I mean, really, Brad, it'd be a good opportunity to understand, you know, what is your, you know, short-term and long-term goals. I mean, a reverse mortgage obviously is a special type of loan that homeowners age 62 or older allows you to convert a portion of your home equity into cash. Instead of making monthly payments, you're paid by the lender. So it would really be a further discussion on, you know, what it is that you have for goals. What are your priorities moving forward? Are there heirs? I mean, there's a lot of considerations when you look at doing a reverse mortgage. I mean, you know, from a retirement standpoint, there are people out there that get to that age where, you know, they look back the past 30 years and determine that doing a reverse mortgage is definitely a good opportunity for some additional retirement income as you get into those older golden years.
Hey, we're already up at the halfway point of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Again, a big shout out, big well wishes to our kind friend Denny Long and his last show right before us here. Just a wonderful human, great guy. We're grateful for Denny, and certainly wish him and his family always the best. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. Hope your weekend is going well, everybody. It is the end of May. It's cabin season. People starting to head up north as well. 612-294-6949 is how you can reach us, interrupt us at any point with any questions, comments, thoughts. A couple listings to feature. Adam Benedict has one, 2717 France Avenue South for $900,000. This is an exceptional and updated 5-bed, 3-bath home. It's blocks, Scott, from Cedar Lake. It's got a ton of character, lots of renovations, modern smart home functionality, indoor, outdoor living spaces. And the kitchen has, again, a lot of updates, granite countertops, travertine tiled backsplashes, high-end stainless steel appliances. And from a bedroom standpoint, generously sized bedrooms, Adam says, and the yard is professionally designed with a generous wood deck, pergola, mature landscaping, planting beds. Check that one out, 2717 France Avenue South in Minneapolis for $900,000. A really nice listing itself. And then Scott, Jen Tischlitter has one out in Chaska, 623 Satori Way, for $349,000. This is 2,200 finished square feet, two large bedrooms with ensuite bathrooms, high-end finishes, appliances, freshly painted, new carpet, move-in ready. It's an end-unit townhome. Great location, close to everything. The Minnesota Landscape Arboretum. 623 Satori Way, Scott, in Chaska for $349,000.
Very nice. Hey, we were talking about we should maybe just kind of really quickly recap the reverse mortgage. We talked about it a little bit more off air. For the gentleman that called in, what I was saying is I'm not a big fan of reverse mortgage. What Charlie was saying is correct, that depending on the specific issue, it could be something that's of value. But normally attaching something long-term where you're going to be your income is going to be based on your home staying at value or continuing to go up. I don't particularly like that. I think there are other avenues that are better for your money, but that's kind of the gist.
Question says, have you heard of someone putting in their will that they want to use a specific realtor someday to sell the home after a couple passes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep, I absolutely have.
You ever been named in a will?
I have not. I don't know if I have been. I've had families that have called that said that their significant other has passed away and that was the request that they had was to work with me, but I don't think I've actually been in a will.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. I think of wills. I think of my late father. Dad did a lot of kind of estate work and wills and probates. And so we appreciate the questions. Again, 612-294-6949. Steve Stalock, Wynn Home Inspection, you're with us. Tell us what's cooking, Steve, from a inspection standpoint. What are you seeing? Tips for buyers and or existing homeowners?
Well, in this market, if you're a buyer, get as soon as you get that purchase agreement confirmed, get an inspector on the calendar because we're all pretty busy. Interesting thing that I was going to mention in my world, Scott and I were talking before the show about the impact of artificial intelligence in our businesses, and it has creeped into the inspection world. We do have tools to help us diagnose and report on things, but I just would caution anybody, and I've had this happen during an inspection where, you know, I'm talking about something in particular and someone grabs their phone and they take a picture and they ask Gemini or whatever to explain what's going on. It's like, it comes up with weird stuff. So I would just say, you know, I use very sparingly any artificial intelligence tool. It's no substitute for actual intelligence. That's actually the one.
That's why they call it artificial.
Yeah. So AI is a wonderful thing if it's actual.
Are you finding a lot of people, buyers, doing that, or maybe parents or those with on the inspection saying, hey, we got this, but what, you know, what's your thoughts on that? Or this is what ChatGPT says versus what you're...
I would say it's more a younger thing. If parents, that I just love the overprotective parents showing up at the inspection. They're wonderful. They bring a second pair of eyes. They bring all the experience, and they're going to ask a question. So we get along pretty well. I can deal with that. But it's mostly the younger people that are going straight to that website, and they're taking pictures and trying to process what they're seeing.
Yeah, you think, I'm sure that's common. We could do lots of shows about AI. Existing homeowners, Steve, anything that you see, you know, from an ongoing maintenance standpoint, you know, things for existing homeowners listening saying, gosh, you know, just pay attention to this.
Yeah, you know, I've said for years on the show that homeowners are really the last to know what's going on with their own house. They just, some of the things that I find, if a homeowner knew was existing in their house, they wouldn't tolerate and they'd get it fixed. So I have had recently, a handful of homeowners reaching out to me as they're prepping their house to get ready for sale. So it's been an uptick compared to last year. I'm seeing that a little bit more frequently, not a lot. It's not a huge part of the business, but, you know, hey, we're going to be getting our house on the market in June. Can you come over and tell us what things we need to address? And those are homeowners. They have no idea how old their furnace is. You know, they don't know anything. So,
well, I'll tell you, the reason why it's not a bad idea in this market, you know, when you could establish that, hey, I'm going to put this on, I'm going to have 25 offers on it, 80% of them are going to waive their inspections, it doesn't matter. In this market where it's a little slower and they are going to have a home inspection, I lost my train of thought. What were you just saying?
Well, you just want to take away all the objections that they may have. When you put your house on the market, you don't want to find out that you got three ground fault receptacles that don't work right. And then all of a sudden it becomes a hazard, but it's not expensive to correct. Or maybe your deck has some decay or some issues going on. You can easily, on your own terms, address that and get the house on the market, and it won't be an exception when it comes time for that buyer to come along.
Yeah, and my point was that that time on market, if it blows up at the inspection, so you don't cover something up front, now you've sold it. You've sold it in multiple offers. You got $10,000 more. Now you have an inspection, and it's 10 days. Now it falls apart because of an issue on the inspection, and now you have to put it back on. It costs you way more than $10,000. So if you're in that little kind of circle where you need to make sure you're hitting the number and you don't have that pressure of knowing you're going to have 20 offers on it, then having a pre-inspection, I think, is a good idea. It takes away that second round of negotiating where you don't want to lose market time and go back on, because then it kills you.
Yeah, hey, what I always say is knowledge is power. So as a home seller, more knowledge, what are you going to do with that?
Hey guys, I wanted to interrupt as well. In addition to this being Denny Long's last weekend, this is our kind friend, Mr. Ryan Perpich's.
Yes, I know.
Last weekend, we are very sad here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Rye, we're going to miss you, man. Thank you for all you've done. You've had to deal with us for a few years now, coming in every Saturday morning. We're going to miss you, bud.
I'm going to miss you guys, too, because it really is, it's a lot of fun. You guys liven it up here. You know, Denny, you know, he's a legend, and he's just has a different vibe, you know, very more calming and soothing, relaxing. And then you guys come in, and it's just like, let's go here. Like, let's talk some business. You guys make me laugh so hard, and I've learned so much. I wish I listened to you guys before I bought my house. I would have felt very more knowledgeable and comfortable, and the fact that I recently bought a home, I'm still learning and gaining knowledge, and it's a very fascinating market, real estate. I mean, you guys make it fun, and it's been a pleasure listening along with you and being a little part of the show, and keeping you on track is the most important
part.
And some days it's harder than others. You know, if Scott, you know, has a little more energy than he does some days, you know, it makes me a little nervous, but it's been nothing but fun, and I'll keep listening because this is a good show. You guys do a good job.
Yeah, I feel like I'm losing like a little brother with exceptional hair.
Love Rye's hair.
Yes.
Well, you're going to miss it. I'm going to get it cut next week.
No!
It's the first week of June. That's when my quarterly cut comes in. So it's been great, and I really appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, we love Ryan Perpich. He has done an awesome job for us. Again, such a hard worker. He's been in the radio world, the TV world, just a very talented guy, Scott. Talented guy. And it's just been so fun having him each week on the show.
Yeah, he will be missed. It won't be the same.
Yeah,
it won't be the same.
Yeah, it won't be the same. We appreciate you, Rye.
Well, thanks, guys.
We are up. We're up against our final break at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thanks for listening to us here on WCCO. Welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show, May 30th. We appreciate you listening. Two other listings, Scott, to feature on. Miss Laura Antolik has one in St. Anthony, 2905 Townview Avenue Northeast for $524,900. This is a move-in ready Rambler in St. Anthony. Three bedrooms on one level, two fully updated bathrooms. You've got the main floor with a great gas fireplace, lots of windows, large entry closet, walk-in pantry. Lower level has a second family room with two egress windows. As well, and a fourth non-conforming bedroom. Great backyard. It's got a large deck, fresh landscaping, nice trees for privacy, and a 2.5-car garage. She's doing an open house today, Saturday, 11 to 12:30. That's 2905 Townview Avenue Northeast in St. Anthony for $524,900. And then the last listing, Scott, Ashley Hineker has one in Belle Plaine, 924 Ivy Hills Road in Belle Plaine for $499,000. It's a 5-bed, 4-bath, 3-car garage, corner lot. They just finished the basement, so it adds a 5th bedroom and another full bath. The 4 bedrooms are up with the laundry, and the whole interior of the home was painted in April, just April this month. New driveway apron and driveway sealed in April as well. Again, easy access to freeways, shopping, everything. It's $499,000. For 924 Ivy Hills Road, Scott and Belle Plaine.
Very nice. I got a quick one. 4300 14th Avenue in Minneapolis. Just went on the market a couple days ago. Listed for $300,000. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath in a 2.5-car garage in prime South Minneapolis neighborhood. It is one of those price ranges that goes very quickly. So if you are in that market, get out there and see it. It is 4300 14th Avenue, listed for $300,000.
Yeah, we had a question that says, we are in a real estate situation for which we feel we need an attorney. How do we find a real estate attorney? After the show, I will send you information. We've got a great partner with our show. Matt Engel does a fantastic job. If you go to mnrealestateshow.com, you can see all of our partners. including Matt as well. But I'll send you that link by text. Thanks. Thanks for listening. Steve Stalock, Windhome Inspection. It's been a busy day here today. We appreciate you as always, bud.
Well, it's a great day, and I'm really happy to be here and talking about real estate and learning.
What best way for people to contact you, fellow agents as well as listeners?
My phone number, get ready, and it's a landline, do not text it, is 952-891-4455. But by far the easiest way to find me is to get onto the website for the radio show, mnrealestateshow.com, right?
Yep.
Yep. And you got the preferred partners there. Click down to home inspectors and look for that handsome bald guy. Mean.
That's you.
Yep. And, all my information's right there.
Steve, as always, you do a wonderful job. We're grateful for you. Fellow agents listening, if you're looking for a top inspector, there is a reason Steve Stalock is so busy. We're super grateful for you. You're outstanding. You got great quality of work, Steve.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Great quality of work, indeed. This comment just said, should I be doing coming soon on my listing for sale, Scott?
Yes, coming soon? 100%. Coming soon is a tool. If it's used correctly, there's only one reason that coming soon is effective. It's not so that people can see your home for 2-3 days and decide whether they like it. It's so that your real estate agent can look at the numbers associated with it and the analytics. So if you've listened to the show for a long, you kind of know my numbers on this. A viable market, no matter what price range you're in, is 200 to 500 saved searches. That means that there are 200 to 500 real estate agents that are working with a client that has saved your search. So when you go on, the next day your agent should be able to call you and say, hey, guys, we're cooking with gasoline. We have 480 saved searches. 390 people have downloaded it. They've looked at all the photos. We have 12 favorites. We're great. Versus we got 120 saved searches. We got no saved favorites. You don't have to spend 30 days on the market. That is not a viable market. No one's looking at your house. I don't care if you're selling widgets, motorcycles, or real estate. You need to make sure there's butts in the seat, and you can look at those by coming soon. It's called My Hit Counters. So for all the agents that don't know how to utilize it, it's called My Hit Counters, and you can see the activity on all your listings.
Yeah, it is a way, again, just for... if you've never heard of a coming soon, that just means you put it on the market, but there's no showings right away. So people can see it online. It's a way to feature your property for a few days before someone comes in to actually take a look at it. It has become more common here really in Minnesota and western Wisconsin to use that coming soon feature. Charlie, we had a nice question earlier about, about reverse mortgage.
Yep.
Can you give your number out again, just for folks, too, if they've got questions specifically about that?
Yep. So 651-677-0688.
Yeah. One more time, bud.
651-677-0688.
Yeah. Again, if you have more specific questions, want to dive deeper about that, Charlie does a fantastic job. And can definitely help with that. Hey, it's been a busy show, Scott. Last thoughts for listeners as we head to the home stretch here?
Just listen to your agent. And if you are a new home, if you're a person that's going to be putting their home on in the next, let's call it 2-4 weeks, make sure your agent, when they're doing a market analysis, is looking at the last 30 to 45 days. We normally look at the last 6 months. If you're looking at the last 6 months, your number will be wrong. You want to look at sales that are occurring very quickly around you within the last couple of weeks, because there has been a shift in a lot of markets, not all, but in a lot of markets. So make sure that you're looking at valid, close to when you're going on numbers.
Steve Stalock, Windhome Inspection, any last thoughts for listeners here today, whether it's agents listening, homeowners, buyers?
Well, the most important thing I can say is call me. But, do your homework. If you're getting your house on the market, getting ready, and if anything's confusing you, reach out to a home inspector so you better understand what's going on so you can address it before it hits the market.
Yeah, great. As always, Charlie Dufour, Luminate Bank. Charlie, any last thoughts for listeners here today?
A couple things with Steve's role and in his world as an inspector. I mean, I think that understanding the difference between what is an inspection versus what it is an appraisal. Probably could maybe.
I get that all the time. People look to me and they'll say, well, is the house worth it? It's like, well, that's not my job. I don't know. I don't know if this house is worth $200,000 or $5 million. That's not my job.
So yeah. The appraisal is to establish value. We'll also pick up based on, you know, condition of the property, but strictly to establish value. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And, you know, if you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah. ApplyWithCharlie.com. Ryan Perpich, we're going to miss you, bud.
I'll miss you guys, too. But I can call in and bother you again sometime. I know the number and I know where you guys will be Saturdays from 10 to 11.
Yeah. Yep. Ryan, we are happy for you, though, in the next, as I would say, the next season of your life, And we appreciate all that you have done. And you getting out on the boat this weekend?
I got fried yesterday on the
boat.
You
got a lot of sun.
I was there on the boat yesterday, and I got the boat invite again today. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how things go. The answer is usually yes.
I love this. I love this weather. I mean, 90 degrees in May, that's I'm all about that.
It is warm indeed. It's been a great weekend, a great show. Again, we just wanted to say again one last time a special thanks again to Ryan Perpich, who's done a wonderful job for us. And again, congratulations to Denny Long as well. Rye, it's your final hurrah.
I'm just tagging along with Denny's coattails. He's leaving, I suppose. I'll tag along with his goodbye. Yeah.
Hey, it's been fun. We appreciate you listening to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. If you are a buyer, seller, investor, you have any questions at all, the Minnesota Real Estate Team, we're literally all over the state of Minnesota and western Wisconsin. We'd be honored to help you. We're low pressure. We are here to help you at your pace, you and your family. Please don't ever hesitate to reach out. We'll do our best. Scott, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Everybody else.
Right. Take care, buddy. Thank you again, everyone.